Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
Ready.
And we're back.
And the envelope, please.
It's the Tom and Tim Show coming to you from Bernal Heights. Just as I am told, not sure, but I am told that as we sit here doing the Tom and Tim Show, I understand the mayor's office is sending the riot police down to sweep the last of the homeless off of Division Street.
I'm so glad there's going to be a protest. It sounds like Les Miserables, you know. So we'll have to keep abreast of that. The mayor and, I'm just so tired of this circle jerk, you know, between the mayor and the guardian and that little girl, what's his name, Nevius, and now Trent Rohr, you know, out of Nazi Youth. You know, they're all criminalized, the homeless. We have to think what's best for them, as if they really care, as if it is a health issue, and they keep covering it in this most colonial, patronizing way, and they never come up with solutions.
Right.
Ever, ever, ever. Here, let me just talk. Let me talk to this person who I know is going to tell me so I can put in my paper that, oh, I want to be homeless and I love my heroin. I mean, tell me that's not manipulation. And tell me that those motherfuckers are not responsible for the violence that that homeless people experience. Because it's hate speech what they're doing. I mean, Trent Rohr had the nerve to say, well, we have to make some decisions for some people. He can't even provide toilet paper. Toilet paper for the shelters, and yet he's going to talk about policy.
And in fact, you're right. It's so patronizing. It's like, we know what's best for you, and if you don't do what we say, then we're going to force you to.
It's all colonial. It's the line of John Diaz at the Chronicle forever and forever. And again, when you come up with anything that is a solution, then you're turned into a pinata.
And let's remember,
by
the way,
what the mayor is.
Right. Let's remember. Okay. There's probably 200 people in that homeless camp. There's room for 25 of them at Pier 80. The mayor's much touted. Oh, this is a great, wonderful place. You know, and there's not going to be there's not room in the shelters for people. Where are they supposed to go?
I think we should give the mayor a porta potty for his birthday. In terms of the protest, which we will probably follow tonight, or maybe even go down there. I don't think that's a bad thing to do. There's a lot that's happening in San Francisco that way. That's heartening. Lowell High School students walked out because of a. Racial connotations in the poster. I love it when young people at least, know what's happening and then actually step out of the bubble.
They stepped out, and the San Francisco State students went
for
crazy to save ethnic studies, which is a nationally renowned program.
Listen, I'm infuriated. I had a lot of dealings with San Francisco State, and they definitely have the money. This is all priority. And Leslie Wong, the president, and then he has a flack. Her name is Elizabeth Sunshine. Oh, they're all very nice and, very genteel when you talk to them. But behind the scenes, they need to have their feet put to the fire. And then they come up to Sacramento and beg. Hey, speaking of Sacramento, do you know the way to San Jose? Mm-hmm. So tonight and tomorrow and Sunday is the California Democratic Convention.
Yep.
So
I usually go, but this year I'm missing that one.
Well, the big thing is Joe Biden went to speak. Is it going to be Sanchez? Is it going to be Harris? And, Harris has been very, very weak on any kind of police stuff. And, I haven't really heard her talk. But, one of the things they did ask her about was the back door, Tim Cook. Please, no jokes about Tim Cook being gay in the back door. I know. and, of course, Sanchez, for what she's worth, said, this is bad. Don't do it. The FBI should not have it. And,
nothing,
Harris?
Nothing from Harris?
I don't know. This is. I shouldn't take sides right now. I shouldn't speak,
Wow.
Yeah, that's leadership. That's her. That's her whole M.O., And then Jerry finally does something right, Jerry Brown. And it was great, the prison reform and early release. And so now I believe she's Republican. Anyway, this judge has stopped the process based on wasn't prepared correctly or something like that. It trivializes this issue, and I don't know what's going to happen with that. But the early release is it's actually been one of Jerry Brown's better moves, I think. And so to have it thwarted like this, you know, shows that even he as governor, if he comes up with something that's
to go up against the prison industrial complex.
And then we get it stopped in the courts. You know, maybe she was a disciple of Scalia. I don't know. Maybe and maybe not. And then with the speaking of the courts, the tenure, teacher tenure, which was lower courts ruled was unconstitutional, is being heard. And we'll see what that decision is.
Well, they've got
that could hurt a lot of people.
But they've got the U.S. Supreme Court is now a 4-4 vote, and there's probably four votes for teacher tenure. And if there's four votes against it, then it's stymied. But the problem is, if the lower court rulings are bad, then they're the ones that are upheld.
Yeah, that's what happens. So it would work out good for some issues, and then of course we're having Alito and. And others on the Supreme Court, you know, saying we're fine at 8. We don't need 9, you know.
Right.
So what's it to you? And Eric Holder. Oh, thank you, Eric. He's in the paper now saying, well, marijuana is not bad and it's not the same as heroin. Where the hell was he when we were trying to...
And why didn't he just simply...
Well, he went back and forth.
I know. Yeah. And he could have reclassified that himself if he wanted to.
Yeah, he should have smoked a little and it would have mellowed him out, I think, you know.
Yeah. So the Oscars, Tom.
Yes.
Talk about the Oscars.
Well, what a hashtag is not black or...
Yeah.
Somebody wrote an article, and I thought it was smart that, you know, Ed Lee is going to win for The Big Short. The Oscars are the symptom and it need to be fixed, but it's Hollywood itself.
Yep.
That's the root, that it's always been overly white and has not had minority representation in any way that's been equitable. So,
you know, this goes back so far. I actually remember... I mean, there's so many examples of this. One of the ones that I paid a lot of attention to was the Bruce Lee story. When Bruce Lee actually, remember that story, Kung Fu, that series Kung Fu with David Carradine? Bruce Lee actually came up with the idea for it. And he helped write the first one, and he was going to star in it, and he would have been amazing. But they said no because you're Chinese.
You look too Chinese.
And the fact is, it's a Chinese character.
I know.
He's supposed to be a Chinese character, and they had to have a white guy play him.
If you remember Charlie Chan movies,
yep.
You know, Jeff Adachi has done some documentary filmmaking and does have one about that.
Yeah.
You know, where especially for Asians, they were marginalized. Takei can tell you.
African Americans were marginalized and Latinos were marginalized. It's, you know, Hollywood, you're right. It's like it's been a white and, you know, white male dominated.
Well, Rita Moreno gave an interview and she said, you know, I was the house ethnic. And it was actually funny what she said. She said, so if I played a Latino girl and I was supposed to talk like this, and then they had me playing an Arabic girl and I had to talk like this again. But I didn't know I was young. You know, they gave me the same accent and I was always the dusky maiden.
Yep.
There was never any, you know, whole, and here's a woman who's so multi-talented.
So now at least, though, people are standing up and noticing. And I wonder if there's going to be empty seats at the Oscars.
That would be a trip. I doubt that.
No,
I think
because they pay people
power
to sit in the seats.
Yes, yes. They're going to pay me to sit in Brad Pitt's lap. Well, you know, they don't feed you at the Oscars. So that's another issue, you know. I went twice, you know.
Yeah.
No, I went once. Twice was that was a different award ceremony for the Harvey Milk film. Mm. We sat way high
didn't give you anything to eat.
No, they didn't give me anything to eat. I didn't have money for a tuxedo, so I looked like a big dork. But then, you know, the compensation was as Kathleen Turner in her husky voice saying, "And the winner is Best Documentary, The Times of Harvey Milk." Yay! We screamed, you know. And
yeah.
We went down to the lobby, and both the directors, Richard Schmeichen and Rob Epstein, they gave them both Oscar statuettes, and they were passing it around, and everybody said, "Don't give it to Amiano, because he'll be out the door so fast."
Well, thank you for listening to us talk about everything from the homeless to the Oscars and everything in between.
And we do have some technical restraints. I am now declared to run for the DCCC, which I'd be happy to talk about in depth in our next podcast. But because of that, we won't be posting on 48 Hills. Don't ask. It's confusing. But we'll still be on KPFA and, of course, on my Facebook.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we will see you next week.